It's the One Bad Show by One Bad Steve. And yeah, we're on episode 31. It's kind of weird. But anyways, we're going to talk about Yellow Squash. Mr. Derrick Rose got a very fun question to ask. And do you remember the greatest movie of all time, The Land Before Time, fool? Greatest movie ever. Greatest animated movie ever. But anyways, we're going to jump right into it. Yellow squash. Do you eat this terrible mess that look just like a eggplant? Sometimes it can be orange. Sometimes it can be, I don't know, any other color because I don't like it. Well, I say I don't like it, I won't eat it raw. I won't eat it where it's just boiled or whatever. However, should I eat it in that casserole crap? Anyways, the only two ways I eat it, deep fried or pickled. I found out I liked it pickled in 2017 somewhere. I think I was at work. And this lady, she was selling pickled pickled squash. And I was like, I don't want to try it. I'm not good on that. She was like, just try it. I'm guaranteeing you'll like it. So me being me, growing up with my mama, I think she's a top chef. You gotta try it. You never know if you don't try it. You gotta try it. If you don't try it and you don't like it, then that's it. You don't gotta try it again. You try it and you don't like it, never again will you try it. She was one of them. He goes, just get a spoonful. It'd be the biggest spoon. Like, bro, really? But anyways, tried the pickled squash. Loved it. Great. I suggest it. It's pretty good. I would put it on my burger if I could. Fried squash is good too, but I feel like squash just seemed like a caution. Like, what is this? What's the good properties of squash? I'm sad to say it, but I don't like the texture. When people say that, I usually look at them like they're crazy. Like, really, the texture or something is why you don't like this? But squash, the texture of it, just like slimy, like okra, and it's just nasty. Don't see how people do it, bro. Can't get into it. I think the Indians gave squash to the settlers, the pilgrims, for a joke, like a funny thing. Like, oh yeah, maybe they eat this and they'll die off. But they, immune system was so messed up from traveling all the way there, eating stale biscuits and salty beef and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Fish that's probably old as hell. Their stomach was already tore up, so that squash probably really helped them. You know what I'm saying? And they just carried on and on and on and on, and now we just been eating. I'm thinking it was a gag order, like they was really trying to kill us off, bro. If you really just look at a squash, that's why I call it squash. Add that R to it, because it's disgusting. I don't see how people eat it. But anyways, let me know how you feel about squash. So honestly, I haven't had it in a good way. If you got a recipe out there that's pretty good and you think it's going to be good for me, send it on. If it got bacon in it, I might love it. But anyways, yellow squash. Mr. Derrick Rose from the University of Memphis, or Memphis University, I don't know how you say it, once was an NBA All-Star for the Chicago Bulls. But career got deterred by, or watered down, or washed down by a bunch of injuries. Well, not a bunch of injuries, but some serious injuries that happen to most NBA players. But most of them are the bigs, which is a knee injury. But before y'all voted and gave him this MVP award, that seemed like it was more easier to get than the one that James Harden or Russell Westbrook got. It seemed like y'all just handed that boy Derrick Rose one. You know, he got injured, the knee injuries. He was going so hard. I was just like, he going so hard that I feel like he gonna injure himself. And that's exactly what happened. When, like, he stepped on nobody's foot or none of that, he just went, he goes so hard, which is something that in the league now they teach you you don't have to go that hard to, you know what I'm saying, to compete. Like, dial it back a little bit, brother. Like, I understand that's your way of playing, is get somebody off-centered or get them off their balance and then go to the rim. That's fine. But you're going to have to develop a jumper outside of that so you won't have to go so hard when you go to the rim. So that way, an easy pump faker, get a person off balance or get them in the air, and you can go to the rim as you please. But Derrick Rose, I saw it in his future that he was going to get hurt. But instead of being like all the rest of them and never fighting back and getting into their own career, getting back into their career, he pulled an Adrian Peterson. He is not done. He said, I'm still here. And he's showing off out there in Minnesota, even though he injured right now, present day, with an ankle injury. The only reason why I know, because he on my fantasy team and he letting me down. But, yeah, Derrick Rose, comeback player of the year. Got voted to the All-Star game. Fire. Like, I fool with Derrick Rose now. Because, he always been a good player to me. It's just, I just knew one day he was going to get hurt. And he was going to stay hurt or get injured again. Like, when you get a knee injury, it's hard to get past that in the NBA or the NFL, really. Well, any sport, honestly, but his knee injury wasn't as horrific as everybody made it seem. But when he did it again, I was like, man, dang, Derrick. But it was the other leg. So I'm like, dang, he going to be another Bernard King. Kids out there today, if you're a child or a kid or a grown adult or a woman, look up Bernard King. And also what I've been looking at too, not to get off subject, but a lot of people need to put some respect on Bill Russell's name and quit talking like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is just the GOAT. Look up Bill Russell, man, since y'all got so much to say. But Derrick Rose, you know, turned his life around, and I'm proud of him. And if I could do a standing ovation, or I could come to one of them games and cheer him on in Minnesota, Derrick Rose, if you can ever hear this, I will. That's my dog. I fool with him. That's one of the best comeback hit stories ever, to me, in my eyes, in my generation. So, like I said, he didn't end up like Bernard King. He fought back in it, and he has made another All-Star game. And I'm looking forward to watching him this coming up All-Star weekend. Okay, I know y'all been wondering what this question is and what could I really be asking right now. What's so special about this question, and what does it have to deal with, and why didn't I just put it in the title? Okay, because it's kind of racial, and it's very racial. It's hard. You gotta have an open mind of it. And I thought it would be interesting to see what you guys would think of how. I mean, it's not humorous. It's not funny about it, but it's something I seen and it caught my attention. It interested me to know what everybody would say. Okay, here's the question. In 2019, you get an email, a phone call, or just a text message, or they send it to you in the mail, and the question is, would you pick cotton for $250 an hour, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, would you do it? Me, my answer, in the New York Minute, well, I'll be out there, but hey, telling you, throw them AirPods in, put me old Nick Saban straw hat on. You feel me? Strap me with some thing, camel pack on. Fill it up with some water. Then we go on lunch break. Fill it up with that hen. And I'm going in, boy. Go when the sun go down. But nah, the sun ain't gonna still be up. But if I feel it though, but hey, maybe drink water and Gatorade the first two times and then hit it with the Hennessy at the very end, the last break, right before we go home. You know, that 15 minute break. Boy, Hennessy and Red Bull, go all the way in. Go all the way in, be out there slaughtered. But yeah, hey, $250 an hour, bro. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Shh. Turn my AirPods on, blast, boy, you feel me? Work my way up to one of the moons on the horse, you feel me? But I know it's probably somebody out there probably like, oh, wow, that's racist. This is this. I feel you. But me, being a black person myself, I'm on it. Where do I sign? Is this a yearly contract? Because I ain't trying to get fired. I don't need no probationary or nothing, brother. I mean, this is starting pay. I'm finna be a lifer. I'm finna retire picking cotton. What are you talking about? I mean, excuse my French. Well, what is you talking about? What is we really saying? $250 an hour? And I'm getting 40 hours a week? Get paid every week? Come on, man. Call me what you want, but you can't call me broke. Shout out to the Migos. That's definitely what I'm going to be listening to out there. Good night. All that, what? $250 an hour? Got me jacked up, brother. I'm be black as night. I'm pulling overtime and all, you feel me? They gonna have to pull me out. Look, bro, we can't give you no more overtime hours. You feel me? And don't let it come with healthcare too and all that. Yeah. Oh, you dead. You gonna have to call me whatever you want to call me. A coon, all that. I'm picking guns. I'll pick it. $250 an hour. I'm on top of that. Get into this timeless classic right here, right off and right and foremost. I'm right up on the mic so you can hear me good and clear. It ain't another animated cartoon saga or cartoon out there that can compete with the legendary saga of the Land Before Time. Littlefoot, Dougie, Petrie, Sarah, the other brother. I can't think of his name right now. The one that don't spike. Spike don't talk to nobody. As a kid, you don't even realize that that's your pack. Everybody had that pack of people like that. You feel me? Everybody had a Littlefoot. Everybody had a Dougie. Everybody had a Sarah. Everybody had a Spike. You feel me? Everybody had a Petrie. You know what I'm saying? Littlefoot. He the adventurer. He the show starter. He the planner. You feel me? Petrie. He the cautious one. What if mama gonna whoop out behind if we get caught doing this? You feel me? Dougie. He always gonna co-sign with Petrie. Because he don't know if this is a good idea. He's scared. He don't know what he gonna do. He always gonna be the one trying to be the voice of reason too. But at the end of the day, he ain't gonna back down. Well, she ain't gonna back down. He or she, you never know. That's why they made her a she, you know. Then it's Spike. Spike just go with the flow, bro. If it got something to do with Spike, if Spike can make a little bit off of it, then and Spike can do what he can do with it, and he see his own personal gain, or she see her own personal gain in it. They with it. They don't care. We don't worry about the consequence. We'll worry about that later. Then there's Sarah. Sarah always got a plan to go against the grain. Like, she going with the plan at first, but she always had a plan to go against the grain and do it her way, regardless of what you was talking about. And it's always a friend like that. The ulterior motive don't never come out until the very end. And then it just mess up the whole thing every time. And then they want to be the leader so bad. Even though they know their plans don't never work out how they supposed to. Then they get mad at you because you don't want to listen to them. And then they try to go off and do it on their own and then get messed up and look for you to help them out. See, that's what I be talking about. But Land Before Time. Ingenious move. Ain't nothing else messing with it. Like you say Toy Story, you're wrong. Land Before Time always gonna be a timeless classic, bro. A lot of life lessons in them movies. Go back. If you never seen Land Before Time, your kids never seen Land Before Time, I dare you, I challenge you to put on the Land Before Time, the very first one, and I bet your kids won't move. And they'll watch that whole movie. It's got dinosaurs in it. What kids don't like dinosaurs? Anyways, let me know how you feel about the Land Before Time. Thank God. Thank my listeners. Thank for all the feedback. Thank for y'all enjoying my voice and me talking to y'all every day, or almost every day. And on the next episode, what we're going to talk about is cats or dogs. Would you rather live in the city or the countryside? What video games do you play the most? And would you rather have coffee after dinner or dessert? All right, like I said, thank you guys again. And thank God. God bless.